under that section. Isn't the note, section 39?
It's in the gray box on...
Yeah, it's in the gray box, so...
The board must undertake an annual review of the district's investment policy.
So if it's in the gray, this is what they're saying, has to be part of your policy?
It's required.
Yep. The only thing that's added from the existing policy is that last...
Then I guess I would say that make it part of our reorganizational meeting. Then do you have to do it three times, though?
What particular...
What would you review? You're reviewing this policy.
This policy.
This page?
This page, yeah, I guess.
Investments, this is the investment policy.
That seems silly.
Well, but they're saying...
She did send me a list, I'd have to go back through emails, but there are certain policies that do have to be reviewed annually.
So once a year, this is gonna get read in public, and we're gonna say yes or no?
Just like we do with our legal and something, indemnification, something like that.
You know we do the purchasing policy every July, this isn't part of that?
We actually review the purchasing policy.
Purchasing policy goes out in the reorg meeting every year.
Yeah, then I guess we should do this as well.
Well, if you read that second paragraph, to the extent feasible, I mean, I suppose that's something that you would want to review every year.
That's what we do with the deposit. I'm sorry. We do with designating where the depositories are.
Exactly. Shall be made in and through local or regional financial institutions.
So you're saying the designation of the banks fulfills that obligation?
So we have to confirm that, in fact, you're using local banks. And we do that just by...
Right, by we...
Okay.
By...
Right, because we designate the bank, what banks we use.
Right.
And what banks I would invest in.
And all of a sudden, the Bank of Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria doesn't appear in our investment.
Right.
All right, and on that 6240R, what was that one that we were...
Bottom of the first page of that regulation. She changed, she reviews it monthly, not weekly. Last, very last line.
And the next page, 6240R, that was something that was gonna talk about too. Delivery of securities, written contracts, and question mark on all of those in the several pages.
What in particular?
Well, let's see, it's not over here. And that was monthly, they're gonna do that. B is delivery of securities. C is written contracts.
And what about them? What about that?
Well, I have question marks. And I think that, can't even remember exactly why I have question marks on them, but when we discussed it last month, they said that Beth would come and explain all that.
Well, I guess we don't do repurchase agreements, even though legally we can.
You don't do what?
We don't do repurchase agreements. The only thing that I would do is invest in CDs, because you know, I have to remain relatively liquid. So, and right now the CD rates are so low, but that's really the only investing that I would be considering for the CDs. And right now the CD rates are practically nothing.
I know, they are disgusting. However, securities may not be purchased through purchasing agreement with the custodial bank. Is that what we just said over here? That
are you still in
Next page.
6240R, that's number D.
D, number one. Designation, okay. Right, I guess I'd go back to, I don't do repurchase agreements, so we wouldn't have to worry about it.
So this, that's all that could be just taken out.
I would leave it, because, you know, if someone else in my seat did a repurchase agreement, then you've got a policy in place that's, you know, very straightforward, the expectations are. E's kind of tough, because we only have one bank in town. It's difficult to do banking with anybody else other than Glens Falls National. We can't, you don't, with the credit union, and I know, like Lynn said, in the past, they actually did an RFP in, what was it, TD Bank North is in Salem, right? And we were driving.
Well, Green.
Well, they were actually driving to Salem to do deposits.
Yeah.
Almost daily, to be that any increase in interest would be offset by your expenses and loss of time, so.
What did you say about the credit union?
We can't use the credit union.
Oh, why not?
That's not, the credit unions are designed just for individuals. We're not allowed, governments aren't allowed to use credit unions.
Okay.
Yes, it only makes sense to use Glens Falls, since they're all.
Right, it's, yeah, so.
Do you ever get the idea they'd take advantage of that monopoly, or they?
No, they're very good, yeah. They, I mean, actually, they kept the interest rate favorably as long as they could. And I probably got an extra year of interest out of them at two, and everybody else was like .75, yeah. So we have no fees. They're very good to work with. Their security is, has become much stronger just recently, like in the past 6 months. That would have been my only concern.
Security for me, online?
Online banking, that's why I limited it, but they just revamped it, and it's, I mean, I have to get a text or a code for everything I do. So the security now is.
We set up a computer specific just for our banking.
Right, but that has no, like, email access, so you can't get a virus. So we have a standalone computer. But that was only my only concern with Glens Falls National initially, was their lack of security. Now they've gone overboard. That's why we weren't good wires. I would only do internal fund transfers before they put security in place. There was no outside wires.
That was the big thing with some of the school districts and other municipalities. The person who was in charge of doing the banking had it right on their computer. So somebody would come in and get into their computer, and now they have access to all of that. We set it up where banking's only done on one computer, and nothing else is done on that computer. That it's not designated to Beth's email or Lori's email, so nobody can find it.
How many people know the password for that computer? Just you?
Just me and Lori. Because she has so much to do with payroll, she has to use it.
You need to apply to Cooper, we're really in a lot of trouble.
No.
And we gotta keep them in.
Well, that's better stay healthy, because Lori's in Puerto Rico.
That's probably not something good right now, you know, we're talking about.
My deputy treasurer's in Puerto Rico. She says she's coming back. My balances look okay.
Yeah, she's got too many family here.
Old family's with her.
Whoa. That's gonna make a good movie someday.
Yeah. The electric's been turned, the electric and water's turned off at the house.
The next one I pulled over was 6670. And it dealt with the petty cash amounts and funds.
Yep.
Did you increase?
For the gate receipts.
Yep.
We increased it on a temporary basis for football, and then they turned it in, and Amy got increased too. And Amy was a bizarre, like $60 or something.
Yeah, but my concern was it said in the second paragraph, the amount of the each fund will not exceed $100. I know we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're.
Well, credits are not the cafeteria.
I think it's more at 300 now.
This is two, but 300 counting cafeteria.
Yes.
But cafeteria should probably, you could say individually, like in Shenandoah, we had schools, so each one of them had petty cash. Hudson Falls, you had the schools, no one exceeded 100. So you could say the athletic department has a petty cash of $100, the business office has a petty cash of $100, the cafeteria has a petty cash of $100, so we're okay.
But then you increase the athletics, right? The gate for the athletics. So we got to have something not to exceed.
Whatever the maximum dollar.
So then for $200 then? Because I think they had a problem being able to make a change, so.
It went to 3 at one point. Was that just because of the sectional?
That could have been. Yeah, that might have been one time. We went to the board, though, didn't we? Did we do it one time? Yeah, an action item with the board.
I have down here, check cafeteria more than 100. That's what I wrote last month when we were at this.
I thought you'd done more with them. They're only at 60.
Well, no, they started off at a real strange amount. But no, I know, when I look at her trial balance, I'm pretty sure she's at 100.
Okay, so not to exceed. The amount of each fund should be whatever, maybe $100, not to exceed 300.
Right, let me cover it, but we're not in violation.
It's not maintained at that.
So right.
How do we say that?
Not to exceed 100, or not to exceed
100.
300. Each fund will 100 be to 300. $100.
Not to exceed 300.
But it's not always 100.
Yeah, we got to have that caveat where it goes up. And it's only during the football season.
For the gate.
What was the cafeteria?
How about just saying it, leave this as it is, $800, it's to something the effect of extra funds may be appropriated with approval of the board.
That's what we do. Yeah, we keep doing these little one time.
That's what we do.
Because we had that sectional.
Let's clarify it.
Yeah.
Not exceed $100 unless.
Without pre-authorization by the Board of Education.
So why would I get the football? Why would the cafeteria need it more at one point than another? Just if there was some change.
No, I think they would just increase because it was running into problems with change.
Yeah.
Depending on what the meal costs.
And that's petty cash, even if it's change.
It's what you start.
Yes, that's how you start your drawing.
With.
Yeah. That's the only way to get the cash.
But I think the issue came when we changed the meal price.
Could you do cafeteria A and cafeteria B?
Can I just check something? I'll go if I just want to trial balance.
Actually, that is against the law. Really,
budget.
So
George.
I would think it would be against the law too to have.
Well, the other part too, yes, but this definitely.
I have no idea where it was, otherwise it would have.
Like, I really do.
What are we waiting for, Matt?
What number is that?
Trial balance.
$66.70.
$61.10.
We're doing it in cash right now.
$66.70?
Yeah.
I hope it's as good as it's been.
You guys are waiting for it.
No, we're in the building, but.
I don't know.
I were excited. Okay, get in there and go.
I think it's working with adult, you know,
I think it's a lot of adult learning theory in terms of like delivering professional development. I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but like, I know a lot about teaching kids, but teaching adults is a whole different field.
This is all part of the SBLD grant, so.
And the prevention.
Is already about to do this?
Oh, they are coming? They're coming.
There's so much PD that needs to be done with Common Core, but delivering to adults is a completely.
We're on the map, Canadian, we are.
I'll talk to kids all day, don't make me talk to grown-ups.
I thought they had done this before. Have some of the Fort Dan people already done the Common Coaching?
I don't know, but they're coming.
They haven't done anything with the Common Coaching.
Yeah, there's more people here tomorrow.
Yeah. Where the eight teachers.
All our teachers, some of Fort Dan, and then Marshall Whitney. I think Courtney Jablonski.
Yeah, I think so. Probably Steve and, I don't know, administrators from Fort Dan.
Eighty-four.
Are we waiting? Because we do.
Yeah, we're waiting.
We're waiting for Beth.
Still go outside.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, don't use the bushes, please.
Fuck darn.
It's been.
Oh my God. The last couple of weeks have been very.
I was going to say yesterday, yeah, last week and this week.
I think the problem is the testing.
Well, it was testing.
Release.
It was testing full moon and good weather. It was like 2 weeks ago, the building was wet. I got my field test today. Did you get anything yet?
All right, so do you want to put it in different?
Today I got my science test.
Do you want to put?
You got science tests or your answer sheets?
The cafeteria fund.
Probably should go that, and then if you do it that way.
So I'll look at what it is.
I haven't gotten my science test, but I got my field test.
But they weren't wrapped in plastic. That's why I wondered, maybe there was a field test, but there was no cover letter.
The box, like the field test on the shipping label? Oh, really?
Right, well, she's saying, we'll just do it at the VR, but we'd have to have, we don't want to violate our policy.
No, I say we.
But I don't think it's practical, I think it's.
Not the lunch?
Well, it's weird.
Yeah, I got algebra and geometry today.
And I literally just opened it.
Lunch sheet or $150.
So if we do the amount for each fund.
It can be less, might just change it to $150, that'll take care of the cafeteria. The others don't have to be $150, because that'll give you have $100.
Yeah, because it says not to exceed.
Not to exceed, right.
I mean, it can be less than that.
Yeah.
And the funds really don't matter, so we don't break it out. $150 would cover.
You can change it to $200, even if you only give her $150. I mean, then we don't have to change the policy in a year.
Right.
Need to do something different.
So you want to do $200 then?
You can always do less.
I mean, you give out less, just to set a maximum, so we don't have to review this, this policy over and over again.
Will not exceed.
You want to do $300 then? And that'll cover.
That'll cover any extenuating circumstances if you need to do a petty cash check. You know, something comes up. Yeah, you go with $300.
Everybody okay with that?
And that might eliminate some of the pre-authorization of,
There's no.
Like a special gain.
Right. And then we don't have to do a.
So we're doing $200 and $300?
Doing $300.
$300.
Three.
And that'll cover every situation.
It should. Right.
And they're closed every June 30th, right?
Yes. I'll just go back to 6670. I would say all free cash funds should be closed out as of June 30th, not just the ones that don't operate July and August.
Yeah.
Just to...
So petty cash?
All petty cash funds?
All petty cash funds should be closed out until June 30th.
Must be closed.
Yeah, not, I wouldn't use that July, August disclaimer.
There's no, is there nothing in our district that requires?
We don't really use petty cash much, in all honesty, other than the gate receipts. But I mean, like, the actual petty cash is designed for, we don't use it.
Right, I know, because I don't have any petty cash.
Exactly.
So we have to close them out on June 30th and put them back in on July?
Yeah.
For reorganization?
Yeah, I, that's...
It goes with the books, too, so that's perfect.
Yeah. I would leave 6680, in case the law changes, you've already got the policy in place.
Because it's not mandatory.
Right, but that, I mean, they made it mandatory, they said it's not mandatory, given your school size, that's 1500, they could go back and say it's mandatory, and then you have a policy, it's already there.
And I think last time
we said we wanted to keep it anyway.
Right, and Vince was talking about the fact that, I think you were saying that the cost factor is not huge on this.
We did change the part.
The board shall determine on an annual basis whether to have.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, I thought I remember. So are we going to keep that or scratch it?
Keep it.
Keep it. Auditing.
Well, we're not auditors. We're not professionals. Right. We're not CPAs. And that's what, that's basically this, I don't know why, how this came about. I certainly know Cambridge has never done anything that even resembles this, and that goes back 15 years. So I don't know how you want to handle it, but this is not us.
This is a suggested policy. This is not a policy that we have. Because that's what I was trying to point. It's not in our existing policy at all.
We had some samples. There's one that we liked.
It's not marked required up here either.
Do you remember on the training?
We do have an audit, but it's two board members, the business manager, and occasionally someone will substitute for a board member if he or she isn't there. So it's much less formal, and it involves review of warrants and discussion of upcoming expenditures. We talked about the expenditures, switching funds to fund the distance learning room, for example, that kind of stuff. Before it went to the board, it was presented to the audit committee. And it's sort of like, it's one of our regular subcommittees. It's a pre-exposure sort of committee.
And it seems to me that the fact that we do the internal auditor, is it internal auditor? And we've chosen to do that. Some of the work that the audit committee
we do an internal claims auditor, which is some of the work the audit committee would do.
Would it do under this type of policy?
I know from our training, part of the training that they did state Tom is accurate about the fact that Beth wouldn't qualify to be on the audit committee. Also, they recommended that, of course, it could be the board of the whole, or it could be the way that we have it with a couple of board members, an outside, someone from the community who has an understanding of finances was recommended on the committee as well. I don't know if we want to take a look at that, but we were just talking, we might be able to extract the PDF from that training, because I don't think it's closed yet.
15,
yeah, to maybe give to you guys and take a look at.
I know we got some of the audit committee that the other schools did too.
Oh, good.
We were talking about that at one point when we were over the summer. So, but yeah, if you can get any of that.
Yeah. That's just right from the training for the board members. But
I don't think you want to do away with an internal claims auditor.
I know. I agree with you.
Or look at every warrant. That's absolutely ridiculous and very time consuming for each of you.
Yeah, I agree.
And no checks could go out. So you're going to bring the district probably to a halt.
Right.
We pay late fees. People won't go into business with us, basically.
I would just like to make sure that we're in compliance and really how that looks. I think we probably have flexibility, so a little bit on that. But taking a look at some of the, it looks like, Beth, you have some policies there, and perhaps taking a look at that extraction, maybe we could just take a look.
That's
and
on
see
the
how
website
we
now. That's part of that.
Yeah, we're going to be closed out of the course soon. We're both done with the course, but it's still open until soon.
Yeah.
It's real soon.
Yeah.
But if we can extract the PDF
for
you. We got to go. We got to extract a lot of those because those are really good documents.
Was it?
Yeah. It's actually...
That's not a policy, though.
No, it's a charter, right?
Yeah.
But you do get into collectively possess the expertise and experience in accounting, auditing, financial reporting, and school district finances.
Well, that's great. How are we going to scrounge that out? Up in Cambridge, you get them to be on a committee. It's wishful thinking, that's not reality.
Yeah, that's, I think that's one drawback, really, your small community.
Are your auditors and CPAs live in the community?
No.
Not very many.
I was going to say, we do have some finance people in this community. Well, there's a volunteer amount, isn't there?
Yeah, right.
We do have...
Well, and they probably should have some training in school finance.
Well, they have to be familiar. They don't have to have a training or a certification to be on the committee, but they should be familiar with finance.
Right, because that's an expertise, right?
Right, I mean, because when you have, like, financial people, you're talking probably more people that, like, invest for you, but we don't do that here, so it's probably more the accounting side of it.
Yeah.
With school districts and how, you know, the concept of fund accounting.
Right.
And they would have, should have a knowledge of that, because there are no investments to review, there are no, they could probably, I could see where they could probably detect fraud, so, I mean, that would be good. So, I mean, there are some pluses there. And that's really what you want to do, you know, when you audit something, you're looking for, you know, misstatements and fraud and theft and those things, so they probably would have the skills to do that.
But that means they're reviewing the books all the time. What do we have auditors for?
True. I mean, but, yeah, so that's, and then you're talking about volunteers, too. You're going to say, you're asking me to go through your books.
Well, my understanding is that we're not saying, hey, community member, come in and audit our books. We're asking them to be a part of our committee, and that the committee is actually functioning.
But I could see a professional putting his or her license on the line if something goes wrong and they miss it because they didn't review the books. I wouldn't want to be...
No, I
think... They actually can't. My daughter's a CPA, and she couldn't be a PTA treasurer because it was silly, but yeah.
She puts her license on the line.
She got the exposure.
So it seems like a silly policy. We were talking in technology yesterday about the whole this computer-based testing thing, which they hadn't talked through. This seems like a policy which hasn't been thought through for our size district anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe for Shenandoah or in this community, it makes sense.
I'll see if we can get some sale of Argyle, smaller schools like we have, you know, that are comfortable to our size.
Yeah, see what they do. Yeah, because the people who responded, well, Johnsburg, they're pretty small. Three school board members. They meet four times a year. The committee will invite members of the administration, auditors, or others to attend meetings and provide pertinent information as necessary. The committee may meet separately with management or with or without auditors.
Right. And that's actually what it says in the training. Exactly that.
Okay.
Exactly what you're saying right now.
The Board of Education is responsible for maintaining an effective internal control structure and reviewing the school's financial statements. The committee
probably took it right off the train.
Yeah,
because it even talks about the auditor. Yeah. The auditor actually, I think, is a part of the committee.
It's pretty user-friendly.
Right, well, the auditor should give the results to the audit. The auditor should give the results to the audit committee.
That's correct. And
right.
Then if we want to meet with yourself or Vince or whatever, that's a separate meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
And it says, like, the committee has the authority to recommend to the Board of Education the need to conduct a special investigation. So now if you know, something doesn't look right or you've got, you know, then you have that authority. The committee will regularly report to the Board of Education on committee's activities and issues that arise with respect to the quality and integrity of the school's financial statements, the school's compliance with legal and regulatory requirements. This is kind of more your generic small town type where you're not, you give yourself power, but you don't limit yourself, you know, put restrictions on yourself either by saying, well, you have to have this kind of expertise and that kind of expertise. But you give yourself the power to do things.
Yeah, and I think the guidelines are not that specific to having to have a CPA and all of that, just people who are knowledgeable in finance.
So we need a recommendation from you as to what the policy really should look like for us, for a district our size, I think.
Okay, let me get a few, see if I get some others from some other smaller schools.
And we'll try to email you that so that you have that as well, that might help.
Yep.
Okay.
Can we also agree to look into the audit charter piece too, so that after we give that to you, Vince, that you can kind of see what it looks like?
And we have the charter, we'll see how that fits in the plate as well.
Yeah. We'll see if we can pull that off while we still have time.
Purchasing agreement that I'm just purchasing it strikes anybody as unusual. It just seems like
the numbers just increased too. So if you compare it to what we had, the 10 and 20 are now 25 and 35. So that, what did that change last year?
It changed last year.
Bidding for work, they have to pay prevailing wage unless family-owned business. Then they can pay whatever they want, because what they get is profits of the business.
Doesn't mean that if we wanted to do RFPs for some under $20,000 that we can't, because we can't. It's just that's what we have to do.
Requests for proposals are usually for personal service contracts like lawyers and auditors and stuff like that, where we don't have to take the lowest.
Right.
Where bids, it's usually whatever, like if we're selling something, it's easier, but if we're buying something, it has to be the same item. You know, you can't compare even, you're buying a four-wheel drive Suburban. Doesn't matter. We have to make sure that they meet the same specs. So General Motors and Ford may not be the same product. So that's, we got to make sure the specs are exactly what we are asking for.
Buy things, right?
Yeah.
You should
disclaimer at the end.
I think they pretty much cover everything.
This chart was not in what we were doing.
Well, I think it summarizes this, and I think it's...
This is much more detailed than the existing.
Yeah.
So the other in this chart is non-competitive bidding, is that correct? Is that what other means in that chart? Non-competitive?
Could be like your municipal agreements.
Your emergencies, your secondhand equipment, blah, blah, blah. Or just other means lots of different ways.
I think other's like another way. It's not a verbal quote, it's not a written quote, it's not an RFP. One municipal agreement.
Sole source.
I don't know what else we mean.
The next page gives an explanation of others.
Oh, there we are.
The only thing that, problem I can see, sometimes it's hard to get three quotes for something.
Well, they do your best.
Just knowing that you're trying the best you can. If you could get three, or just, you have to have a...
It was a pretty low down.
You have documentation of the attempts, right?
Yeah, I mean, but it's like documenting nothing.
Documenting a negative.
Yeah, exactly.
What you advertise.
Well, you can put down who you tried, or how you tried.
Right, yeah.
Or you contacted somebody and they weren't...
Didn't get back to you, or, yeah. You didn't return my call, didn't, yeah. Well, I know lots of times it's departmental. They'll get the quotes.
Oh, right.
So it's... And that's where I try to have it, you know, attached to like the requisition attached to the purchase order. So you have all that backup. So I think the most important thing is that you get a good faith attempt. So I think we're through. I think this covers purchasing. Purchasing authority, except right now they're not subject to the approval of the superintendent. Other than, verbal, we discuss it. If you get a system in place, well, can we though, on your server? Or is it, you would have to start getting involved in the daily approval of purchase orders.
You do that.
I know, that's what I mean. But that right here says all purchases should be made through the business office by the purchasing agent, which you have to appoint each year.
Right.
Which is probably will be B. And then, you have the final approval of the superintendent.
That's a local policy. We don't have to have that in there.
Leave the superintendent out.
Why would we want to leave the superintendent out?
Why would we want him approving everything, though?
Because of, we're talking about sometimes you're buying, a conference for $200. You're buying, it's just the day-to-day.
You want to set a cash.
You're just going to bog him down.
Limit. That would make more sense.
Whatever.
Can you throw out a number? It would make sense that you would want somebody to back you up on your approval.
Maybe $5,000. Because that's a pretty substantial purchase. But that'd be like a one item.
Well, the way our audit committee works now, we technically review your stuff every month anyway.
You know what I mean?
So we're reviewing everything.
The superintendent should be aware.
Technically, we're reviewing everything.
Well, it's, I'm here to dissension, so.
I'll do whatever, I don't care.
No, you just have three levels out of approval with WinCap and the purchasing.
What is LID?
LID is, well, you have a requisitioner. Yes, really, she's data entry. But this, when the state came in, said she was doing everything. And the state wrote us up for that and said that it was not a good policy. And that I should be the purchasing agent. And I should have the final approval. But now this policy is saying that I shouldn't have the final approval. You should have the final approval.
So the auditor said, if I remember right, you were the final.
Well, the state said that she did the whole circle of everything. And there should be some sort of dual controls put in place. So that's what they recommended.
So this policy is looking for a triplicate control.
Right.
Which seems...
Because I have to be the purchasing agent because of GASB 54. Mm-hmm. You want the person who's going to designate reserve for encumbrances. So, and that has to be your purchasing. You know, those two have to go hand in hand. So now they're saying that... there should be another level of approval. The only thing I'm concerned is because we are on two separate servers, if you can actually get WinCap on your desk. You don't have it on your desk.
Because,
you have the password.
Right.
So we have a technological problem.
Because we're on two different servers.
The WinCap has to stand alone.
I haven't heard anything from anybody else. I mean, what are other people thinking? This is a small conversation. We're talking about triplicate versus a duplicate check system, checks and balances here on purchases, on purchase approvals. It seems we're adding a layer. This policy is adding a layer that the state doesn't even want us to do.
No, we know what the state recommended.
You checking?
They came from the comptroller's office.
Right, when Leslie was here, that the last state audit, they audited the purchasing.
My guess is that it wasn't that they didn't want us to do it, but that was the minimum requirement. That's how it had to be set up. Not that they didn't want the superintendent to not be involved in that.
I can't speak on that.
Right. I just want to make sure we're clear on that.
Well, we're not clear on that. They asked that it set up the way Beth has it set up now.
I can tell you, I've been in several school districts, and there's multiple layers of purchasing approval.
Right, it usually stops at the business office. Well, every school district I worked in, it stopped at the. But they've also been so large, but you know,
there's multiple layers. We really don't have multiple layers administratively here, either. That's the other factor.
Do we have the department heads approving, like the principals and what?
Right, they'll do a paper because there's no remote, at Hudson Falls they could remotely input. There's no need for that here, so I don't want to open up that WinCap to all those users. So it comes over on paper, yeah.
Johnson County would have to go in, my secretary would put the orders in, and then she would
approve.
But it was a weird thing. Like, I wouldn't get an email. She would say, you need to remember to do this. And it was a hassle because, you know, if she wasn't there and not telling me to do it, it wouldn't get done, and then the orders wouldn't get done. So this is actually, that did not seem like a necessary piece.
It was a hassle at Hudson Falls because I'd have to go in and see when there was a PO in. Because I didn't get an email either.
But everything passes our desk for signature.
Right, Lynn will input a requisition. And actually, I'm seeing them before she even inputs them to make sure that there's money there. And it's even before it gets, so she gives it to me, I initial it, she inputs it, and then I approve it. But that's the electronic.
So you approve what you approve, basically, not that it's changed.
And that's mostly because of, I'll be checking to make sure she's going to hit the right code, and that the money's there, that's what, that started when we were freezing out purchase orders, like, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? When it was like September, October, we're going to freeze our purchase orders. So then I wanted, if so anything that did come in, you know, I would look at it first. That just never changed, even though there isn't a freeze on purchase orders.
Is the approval always that WinCap approval, or is it an approval after the fact? Like, what semantically does that mean?
It can't get issued until I sign off, so that the whole purchase order can't get generated, the three-part purchase order. And it can't get into the system, it can't get encumbered.
But when you then purchase things, somehow that ends up, and I am such a financial buffoon, but somehow that ends up on a spreadsheet, what's been purchased.
I know what you're asking.
Because from my one experience with WinCap, that was very...
He should be able to.
He can't
with the program.
He can't get WinCap on his computer.
I'm on a different server.
Run a different server.
Two different servers.
Right. But is there a summary report that can be generated that he could sign on?
Exactly.
Exactly. You can do a reserve for a review of reserve for encumbrances, like on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis.
See, I like that, but I think it kind of knowledge
to approve each and to not have a PO move forward, a PO for $75 to attend a conference, to not move forward because he hasn't okayed it in WinCap. I don't want things to be held up.
I just had to buy subscriptions for kindergarten screening for the dials for the screening tool. Mm-hmm. If that didn't get, you know, I need that for the end of the month. So yeah, it would really back up.
Right. I mean, just think how much, you know, if Lynn's out, how hard it can be to get a PO. Right. Now, if I'm out, there's no one to approve it. It's going to sit for a day. Now, if you got Vince out.
Well, and the other piece is, so you can review it, and because of his knowledge, you can look at a spreadsheet and pick, you know, find something that you, if you
yeah,
want to question
this?
It,
yeah.
You would be able to do that. I don't know that another, you know.
If we can get a summary, that probably is the easiest way to do
find
it.
Find anything.
I think that's a great idea, at least you know, that way you have an idea.
Then we fulfill the intent. Mm-hmm.
But.
Or
it's
change
not,
it to provide a summary.
Really, I wouldn't say subject to the approval because you're not approving them.
Review.
You're going to be in evaluation.
I would
just
say put review.
Right.
Right.
But knowing
subject
that.
Subject to the review of the superintendent.
But I guess the question is that can they go out the door?
Yeah.
Because the purchase order is a legal binding contract. So you could review it all you want, but we're bound now by that purchase order.
Well, you knew how the system works, what's going to work for what we want to do.
Make sure I get my subscriptions. The carriers are coming.
Me. Look what happened with the supplies for tomorrow's meeting. That got all screwed up. And it would have to go through another layer if it came to me before it went out.
Are you talking about Colin McDonald's?
Yeah,
I mean, lots of times.
Right.
Well, it is, but it isn't.
We don't have the money yet, so we're paying for it.
I don't think it's necessarily subject to approval, but somewhere we should have in there that there's a procedure that the superintendent gets a review of a summary, whatever, every week, every month, like however.
When you say something is subject to approval, does that imply that it can't happen without that approval?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. The PO can't go out the door without his approval is how it's written now.
Well, we might want to ship it in there in a pocket.
You could bring us back.
Well, hey, don't they ship animals in boxes?
She's got something. You could bring this back around to the audit committee also and have them review the reserve for encumbrances. And if you give them investigatory privilege rights, they don't see what they like, they shut it down. And then you've got... brought it full circle. And make it a
I don't want to stop business.
But we don't necessarily see things until after the fact. All
policy.
Right, but I guess what I'm saying, if you see me, if you see us doing business with this same person over, why are all these POs being generated? You'd have to, something would have to throw up a red flag, because that's really what you're doing with audit committee.
You're saying that we would get a summary. It wouldn't be subject to us seeing it or
right.
reading it.
But then you'd say, right, so after a while you're going to say, you know, unfortunately, well, then how much theft is taking place or how much collusion is taking place, really? But at least there's a review process, and if the person who's being reviewed know you're being reviewed, there's less likelihood of, you know, lots of times things are opportunity.
Well, so I think it's more than that, certainly that, but I also think it's awareness, really. I mean, awareness in regards to what are we purchasing, how is that looking, what are we seeing our need is. Not, you know, obviously the financial pieces, but I think for the superintendent, I think it's a great idea to at least be able to see the summaries so that there's an awareness of what's being purchased and how it's being purchased and how frequently and all the things that you're saying, but not on the...
where the money's going.
Right.
About monitoring.
There you go.
Superintendent will monitor purchases monthly.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. That's good.
You have purchases monthly.
That's good.
And you have the audit committee reviewing it monthly, delivering individual warrants.
Well, depending on how you set it up. Yeah, if we stay with the monthly.
The way we're doing it now.
Right, yeah. Make it a, you know, you have the review of the warrants and you can have a review of the purchase orders.
Yeah.
Because I can run a purchase order status report. And you'll know what's open, what's been liquidated, what's...
I should have said what I just said.
Yep, and then you can review that. Ask questions.
What's the vision of, like,
stupid
Ricky Ricardo?
Me.
Lucy! Why did you spend that shoes?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lillian. I'm very sorry. That was very stupid of me.
So just change that. The superintendent will monitor monthly.
Superintendent will review a summary of purchases monthly.
Yeah. Purchase order status report.
There we go.
Did you get that?
Status report.
Yeah, monthly. I'm already doing it. Because you'd want to see if you have old purchase orders, why are they still open?
And most of the time,
reports.
Right. There is a conversation and formal approval.
Right.
Anyway.
Right. We're going to go
right.
do this. Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah.
But if I decide I'm going to stop talking.
Good point.
Yay.
How are you doing?
We get our Tuesday nights
back.
Yeah.
No,
still,
there's more to come.
There's 79.
I was going to say it goes up to 9.
No, all the way to 9. But these thousands are way skinnier. When we hit the 5,000s, it was like...
Yeah. That was forever and ever and ever. So we're happy with the purchase. How about 40?
Yeah, it's very annoying. Here, look at my logo.
Yeah, you just have to look at the numbers. That's the
official numbers in the bottom of the page.
No, the 67.
Yeah, I know, but I'm hearing a chunk of these, you know. So, contract professional services, we're all
no,
good?
No, we're on purchasing procedures.
Oh, okay.
Don't screw up.
Our checks are not voided manually. To be manually is actually writing. Well, I don't know what they mean by manually.
Not
just
by computer.
Just dance for.
Right, but you have to void it in the computer or your cash won't bounce. So that's why I mean it's kind of an odd.
So is that how you're voiding them?
What?
Is that how you're voiding them?
Right. And then, but you mark them void. I guess they just mean writing
manual.
Void.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
That's
spell.
Yeah, I guess I just overthought that one. Okay.
Appropriations are adequate to cover such obligations. Is there any limit on that?
there's a control in the system that won't allow purchase order to be generated unless the money's in there. So you can't override the budget. A budget transfer has to take place.
You can't purchase something for $5,000 if you've only got $3,000.
Right, right. So I either have to say no or do a budget transfer.
Should we approve, or 10K?
10, right. Yeah, because when they first put roof cap on the system, they just let that go.
Anyone on a life stick?
Yes, please.
Yes, went over.
All right.
Are we all covered now?
Leaves the balance that you have.
Oh, is it only here? I don't even know.
Snowman? Love snowman.
Appropriate.
And all the little ones in it.
Grab 41 now?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah. Superintendent is the one that approves, looks for, suggests for professional services, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say the superintendent, maybe like the assistants in the business official. Like I'll do, like for instance with the auditors, I send out the RFPs, I collected them all, you know, then we sat down and went over them together. But yeah.
Just superintendent, not the business official?
Yep.
In the gray area, it has, I'm still on the 6741, in between the two that we just changed, the three and the business manager, the gray area. I just wanted to make sure that Tom and Peggy and Lillian were aware of that, the fact that it has an asterisk there in regards to whether the board would like to see that or not.
Bid.
basically saying that we want to be able to do one.
Correction, Bert.
Because she's not in, because the day off is one day.
Not necessarily tied on the selection piece, but I'd love to see that.
Do we have any of that? What about loss?
Where are we?
Did we finish the other?
We were just looking at the italicized piece, the gray area.
5741.
Yep, we asked for it.
I don't see a reason to change what's there. I don't think the board needs to review the individual proposals, as the superintendent makes a recommendation as personal, professional services. And we say yes or no. We start reviewing, then we should do the selection, and I don't think the board wants to do the selection. And there's no reason to do the review the RFPs unless you do the selection as a board. I think that's crazy.
That's your choice.
I'm okay either way.
It doesn't, yeah, I don't really, it doesn't make a difference.
I just want to make sure that the board was aware of that that was their name.
Just seems like something that.
I don't think it's appropriate for us to select a person.
I know, I know.
So we're made it done? Payroll procedures.
Couple of names to insert. Second, third paragraph, I assume that's Beth.
Yeah, I would guess. And who else?
For both of them, Beth?
Sorry, I only got as far as the first one. So if Vince isn't there to certify payroll, which he should, then I would do it.
Business official, because if they have an assistant superintendent.
Initiate a parent test to verify the accuracy of purpose of payroll, the test will be conducted by the.
Is this something you would hire an auditor to do that?
No, it's, because I'm already kind of doing it, because I have spreadsheets that I tie into the budget, that I tie into her numbers, so. But if he, so, yeah, I would be the person to do it, because I have the tools and the means to do it. I mean, I don't know who else you would ask.
Well, we'd ask the assistant superintendent of business, but seeing as we don't have one.
Yeah.
The BO.
So it'd be the business manager.
Official, that can go either way. Business official.
Right.
It's just funny how many things are in here that are really directed to very large districts, like city districts, you know, so we're not paying employees that have already retired or passed on.
Right, yeah.
We're such a small district.
Well, the second one is the same thing, the business manager and.
Yeah.
Business official.
Business official.
I guess I feel like I'm so involved with it that I'd be fine, but there's a lot that I don't.
Yeah, we don't take into consideration scale, just here's the policy.
It's the same thing with testing, it's the same thing with all these new things that are coming up. You know, I'm looking at these teacher finders, and I'm like, oh, I knew that. Of course you know that, it's a small school, it's a small district.
Just do what they tell you to.
That's what I am.
Or give a nasty email to the commissioner. I sent an email to Vince, who threw it with Jim Dexter.
Which is about shared with Commissioner King.
Commissioner King, it's Commissioner Clint Evans, where I'm like, oh, poor me.
It's hard if we.
It is.
It is.
We need the round of applause.
No, I did, I'm just. No, but they just, it is a one-size-fits-all approach, whether it's APPR or this stuff or.
It'll be called the Silver Network billing.
I still say I'm blaming my husband.
I
It's like Canada or something.
Yeah.
Is it typo?
Yeah. I was reading and I couldn't figure it out. It's a context clue for not working on it right there. I was like, I do not get that.
Can I need to put that in something? I had a girlfriend from Texas once, and the first letter she wrote, had y'all in it.
Really?
Apostrophe, A-L-L. I said, really? That's part of the vocabulary. Y'all?
No, it's like to be international. Because you get used to ours, but I texting with people from other places, they have different texting. I don't know half of them in English, let alone in other languages on my own.
I've never sent a text in my life, so three steps by.
Under expense reimbursement, should we have something that tells us how much we could spend, like for board?
There's some of that's in the rigs, I think, Lily. Discusses use of airlines and
didn't we do
reasonable source reimbursements of transportation, though?
Where did we do reimbursements? I don't remember doing that.
I don't remember that.
You don't?
You know what? Are you thinking about the contract negotiations? Mixing that up with CSCA negotiations, is it?
Yeah, like we're going to take something over to Paris or something, you know.
We're all
it wasn't, that's where I learned saying in your contract.
$10
at breakfast for getting chocolate started. The first page, too, the third paragraph, it said is in the top of the gray area is an option. You don't have to use that. So if you want to do that, we can do that.
Yeah.
And that first, the third paragraph down, the one that's italicized.
16:30.
It says that it's adopted the policy as previously adopted with the exception of the italicized text, which is new for consideration on the board. So.
Well, we approve meetings that we are going to, but not meetings that you go to. I don't think we should.
There hasn't been an expense to the district for anything.
No, but I mean, we don't. I don't think we should have to do that. I think we should approve meetings, and we have. All along, who many board members go to. I would scratch the end of the superintendent.
I would leave it.
I would too.
So we have to approve every meeting?
If he goes to, no, not every meeting. Only the meeting. If he wants to go to a conference in Las Vegas, that should be approved by the board. No.
Absolutely.
San Diego.
Okay, well, how about the smaller meetings he might go to that might require a dinner or $60 entry? We have to prove that, according to this.
Only if I want to be reimbursed.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So he can go to the conference, but he can't eat.
Hi.
Okay, so every...
Right.
Okay, as long as I can say what that means.
Because even if it's... Right. You've got to protect the little with the big.
That's fine, okay. So it drags in the little, even though we don't really need to.
Right.
Got it.
We do have a practice in place here that I think Dan Severson, but I don't know if I'm bringing it up, but where they, you always go from the school to wherever for reimbursement. You can't cherry pick. So that what's the most beneficial way to get to where I want to be? So that's what we have in place as a practice. I don't think that'd be a policy. We just think that practice.
That's
pretty
common.
Out there.
That is common. That's where it's at. I worked.
So what you're saying is if we want to go to New York, we can't fly out. We have to drive.
Know where you're leaving destination. Like where you're leaving from.
So if you're in Hudson Falls, you go from Cambridge to wherever the conference is.
Right, but here they actually say, it doesn't matter where you start from. You're always going to start from the school.
From school. That's what I mean. No.
Right, okay.
Not from like my house.
No, like I should know, they didn't do that. They would cherry pick. Yeah.
I was going to say, I've seen it that way.
Yeah, but We went to Lake George, if Vince wanted reimbursement for that, you guys came from your house, from your homes, which
right.
is right
well,
that's a better deal.
But when we go, I mean, you have to assume it's going to come out
move
the wash.
Closer to the destination.
So that's why I'm just throwing that out there, because sometimes, yeah,
sure,
I'm going to get reimbursement from Cambridge to the Queensbury Hotel.
Even though you went from Queensbury to
right.
I still think that's not what they're doing.
But yeah, I think you should standardize it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to be all over the place.
Right, and we have MapQuest or something that's attached for proof of mileage.
Yeah, I can reattach that.
So if we see you're going to nothing but meetings in Queensbury, we'll understand why.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, because like they used to have the monthly school business officials on Queensbury Ramada. So technically I could have put in for mileage from Cambridge to my home, and I could throw a stone. Well, before
I
hurt
my shoulder. Good arm.
Really. Back in the day.
I mean, maybe, you know.
It's expensive.
Maybe.
It's
golf club.
Maybe. Well, that church gets in my legs.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's
too
important.
It's
true.
I know, but there's people that will abuse the system, and they'll live in Saratoga, go to a conference in Saratoga, say that I left from the school.
Can we put a disclaimer in there?
Yeah.
Or the least amount, the most cost effective, or whatever.
It's not that big a deal.
No,
it should all come out in the wash.
I don't think you really have anybody that's abusing that, right. Do you? Do we?
Well, not anymore, but they had to put it in place, so if something has been put in place,
at one point it was
abused. It had been abused. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I inherited.
Well, and I would think that if you've got consistent MapQuest attachments that were a little suspicious, you
right.
would say.
Right, and I mean, it lived all over
says.
That. But
they'd be
I think
okay.
People were abusing it, so.
No, I think you can still change them.
Yeah.
Policy or no policy.
You'd be surprised. The shaving is probably the hardest.
So when I go to the school board's dinner on Thursday night at the Queensbury Hotel, I can put in for Cambridge, is what you're telling me.
What time is the dinner?
6 o'clock.
What time do you normally leave?
6 o'clock.
No, I don't think so.
6:15.
So, probably.
You can put
in from Queensbury there, because but your normal work day would usurp your ability to do
there
that.
Is one Thursday night?
It's the Adirondack School Board's. It's
yeah,
for.
Yeah, we didn't come. We didn't get invited.
It's the student one?
Yeah.
Isn't that the one you've been going to very long?
Yeah.
The front door is open.
Why, is somebody in the bushes again?
No. I had a client that may have come looking for me. And I
said,
I heard the door a couple minutes ago.
I told her just to listen for sounds if she needed me.
She just walked by with?
Do you know who that was that just walked by?
It's one of my parents.
It's not Lula, is it?
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
Thank you.
Christine Condolosi.
No, okay, good. Thank you. I only got a brief look at the lady.
So they're supposed to come and listen for voices. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I told her if you need me, just come. Open the door and come in. All the voices.
What are we doing for meal?
I think it should be up to, 70 or 80 hours.
Really?
What do you have?
Filet
mignon in New York City?
On New York, $40 gets you an appetizer.
I was going to say, you can't go to TGI Fridays in New York for $40.
It seems like a fruitless exercise to do that, because somebody may end up in a meeting. Someplace expensive, and it's going to end up costing them money, and it shouldn't cost the school employee any money.
We also allow the order in Serpenter.
I was just going to say, I think you have to put some kind of something on them.
If it's something where it goes to a different area, we can improve more.
Now, when they turn it in, they go to that beforehand, right? You can always adjust it.
Well, if you're going to Las Vegas, you're
going to
get dinner for $40 unless you go to
McDonald's. Unless you go to the casino,
they feed you for free
Vegas.
As long as you're gambling.
They
feed you
in Vegas because they want you gambling. They might give you dinner for $5 in Vegas.
I would take those.
We don't really, I mean, it is very rare that I went to the CSE chairperson's training. I stayed in the hotel. We had a lunch.
But even though if you have dinner there, it's not, unless you really have a few drinks on top.
You have one tab and another tab.
If somebody ends up as an expensive venue, we should have something in the policy that says it can be reviewed by the superintendent.
If you go to a restaurant that has a menu with no prices on it, you know to get up and leave.
I get emails and I send him as a joke.
Yeah, we joking
with. You know, oh, look at.
AP customers in Honolulu.
It is very, you know, we just sent Kathy and Carl to the handle of care training, and that was one overnight. Like, it's very rare that you get an overnight anymore, especially if you live in Albany. I mean, we live in the capital. There's a lot of education.
A lot of stuff comes this way.
You know, so maybe we should just make it practice that if it seems like the employee has spent a lot of money to be reviewed, and then the superintendent could make a recommendation that this person should be reversed.
But I think we still need to have a guideline in order to do that.
Yeah.
Because some people just think, all right, I can spend $15 on lunch to get reimbursed.
So I should,
Right. Well, right, and if they wanted a bigger meal, get a bigger meal and you still get $15 back.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do, like, with the bus drivers, not to exceed. But if they wanted to have a $15 lunch, they can get $15.
I think they're very reasonable.
I think these are fairly reasonable.
There's a Subway everywhere.
What? There's only like $1 to $5 sub left. You notice that?
Yeah, it's roasted chicken, which happens to be my favorite.
Actually, that's
why. Right now, Francis.
It's veggie.
The
egg white, you know, with the veggies, there is five. Yeah, it stays five
for breakfast.
You can get that all day long.
I know, but that's no Starbucks.
I do the egg white and the edible.
That's why.
We'll use those numbers.
I think that's pretty reasonable.
I think they're very reasonable.
Yeah, I think they're reasonable.
It's got cheese in it, too.
Yeah.
This is it.
To come back to review these policies, we can't. Right?
We can always revisit a policy.
Okay. So that, I mean, that's, if we decided that we're going to end up having something like that, then if the people are saying we want to come back and look at it, then we can come back and look at it.
We got a couple of things, I guess, Kate handed out from the other, when we got here.
So,
as your old business?
No.
$4,000? Yep.
So you're all set?
I believe so.
All right.
Thank you, Beth.
Oh, this is Common Core connected.
This is a thing that just came through.
Yeah, Common Core.
I wanted her, because this is Ortiz.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yep.
And you can stop at McDonald's on the way home, we'll reimburse you.
I better.
I'll do 100 mileage.
Well, that's okay, because you're coming here.
What do we need to go over with this $4,000 policy?
First, we got to, yeah, the $4,000, and then there, she, I copied her suggestions that she emailed me about the $4,000 section, so. There were certain things that we changed that she had questions about.
Okay, so I guess we got to go back and find out the $4,000.
You don't have them in that book, so.
So we have to do this off the next time?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring it to you guys.
My $4,000 is already trashed, so I need more. I don't save them.
You don't?
Okay.
I have a new one.
I have the old one.
I'd wait that.
Then you're just throw it away.
But I don't have the new one.
So the next meeting will be June 4th.
I have a big button in my office, and I think the other guy's in my.
I actually, last month, got it in my trunk.
Super lofty.
So we just, we need like a mission statement with Common Core. A paragraph that mirrors those portions of the district's mission and their vision statement that relate to student achievement. Go to that mission statement.
We have to wait since we have.
What is policy 5695?
Huh?
What was policy 5695?
It's the electronic devices.
That voice needs coming back.
I just didn't think we should have two guest numbers or whatever here in case we didn't get everything.
I'll need that one.
So June 4th, we'll start off with Steve, and then we'll go into the $4,000s. Courtney's comments are $4,000.
No, she's, Kate, are you going to give that to us? Are you going to provide that for us at the next one? I have old, I don't have the new.
5695?
No, I mean that black policy I have.
Thought we were talking about $4,000.
5690?
Well, everything, I've got two different policy.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't hearing.
You're talking about $4,000s?
Yeah.
You need the $4,000s.
And if we're doing 56, I need that too.
5695.
I only have the old.
I handed that.
Last time.
Do I have it here?
Last time, but I have some in the filing cabinet, I'll make sure I have some.
Right here.
I wonder, oh, maybe it's in the back. Oh, I have it, Kate, I apologize, I do have it.
But you still need the $4,000.
I still don't.
And.
Okay.
Well, I do.
I'll actually just go through and hand select the ones that we have to go back over rather than copy the entire, because we don't need.
That's good.
Do you have anything beyond 5690?
Not yet.
And I will get the, I will get.
You don't have it done yet, come on.
Yeah.
Tim keeps an eye on Colorado all the time.
I did not realize.
Yeah, but most of the.
I don't know.
Say, like, do you go out to Colorado?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, did I get your signature?
Nope.
All right. Congratulating.
Yes.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
I haven't had a chance to look at my email, but
executive session?
I am. I was just wondering if you guys wanted to wait till 8 o'clock or if you want to begin now.
Begin now?
I don't know.
Paul's not coming.
Okay.
He sent an email. You didn't see his email?
If he sent today.
I did see an email.
Today?
Yeah, I've
been traveling, so.
Okay, for an executive session, you're
going to we're not yet.
You're going to
let
vote.
I haven't gone there yet, so. I apologize. I make a recommendation or a motion to go into executive session in regards to issues pertaining to the employment history of a particular individual leading to the appointment, suspension, discipline of that particular person.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.